Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The labor market has been tight for some time now, and our next guest says it has become very challenging for nonprofit organizations. Miriam Dix is founder and CEO of 180 Management Group, and we have her on the phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina, to help with this topic. Miriam, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us about your company and how you got into this.
So 180 Management Group is a management consulting firm, and I started this firm after working with for-profit and nonprofit hospital systems in the mergers and acquisitions space. Part of my role was to go out into these small doctor's offices, private businesses, and really understand what made them run well, because that's what you want to keep when you're bringing in a new organization. And so I use that same skill set to work with other organizations to help them understand what works well, what doesn't work well, so that they can meet mission. We work with a lot of mission-based organizations, and we want to make sure that they are able to be efficient and productive to meet mission.
All right, well, now let's turn to our topic of the challenges nonprofits are facing in today's very difficult job market. Are they specific, these challenges, to nonprofits?
I don't think that they're specific to nonprofits in that many organizations are struggling to fill vacancies, but I do think that they tend to have more of the brunt of the issue. Most of the nonprofit organizations that we work with, they hire very specific roles and niche positions within that nonprofit sector, and sometimes that can be a challenge as well.
And they may not have as deep a treasury as a for-profit company, right? So maybe wages are a little more difficult to match?
This is often true, but not necessarily across the board. I do believe that nonprofit organizations, if you follow any of the charity watchdogs, Charity Navigator, they're looking to make sure that nonprofits stay within a certain margin for overhead. And so how they use that overhead, those overhead dollars, does make a difference. But for some positions, if it's needed and necessary, they will spend the resources to make sure that that position is filled.
All right, now share with us some strategies here for nonprofits that you are seeing that are working.
Well, one of the strategies that we often talk about is position redesign. So with AI, I read this article recently from Inc.com, which I thought was really great because it talked about how AI is shifting roles. Roles may not go away completely. They're shifting. And part of that is really looking at the task associated with roles, because certain tasks are changing because of AI. So instead of, just hiring for roles that you've always hired for, there is some benefit to actually looking at the groups of tasks that a position may fill or may need to execute within your organization and maybe regroup them so that you are more likely to find the right candidate and the right fit.
All right, what's another strategy?
Another strategy is employee development. When we think about changing roles, think about strategic planning specifically, we need to be thinking about maybe manpower plans. I know that's a word that, nonprofits don't particularly like to use, but a manpower plan is really about scalability. If we're going to go in a new direction, we're going to do new things, we need to think about scalability and whether scalability means technology or people. And if it means technology or people and both, you may need to have an employee development program so that you can develop the talent that's already in-house versus going out looking for new talent if you can't find it. And so having that in-house employee development program that's tied to a strategic plan is really a great way to fill vacancies that may come up and that you may already have.
Sounds sort of like maybe cross-training?
Somewhat cross-training, but it might be adding new skills, right, that the organization may not have had previously. So if we're using, let's say, a new technological advance, a software system, maybe we're using a CRM, a customer relationship management software. Well, we may not have used that particular software in the past. We may want to have someone who is more tech savvy. Maybe that role, someone has a background or someone easily picks up technology. They can go to some training, and then you have given someone an option for upward mobility, which actually has been a problem in nonprofit organizations. They tend to stay mostly flat. When people want to move up, they have to move out. And so employee development actually adds that layer and that next level for upward mobility that may not be there.
Well, Miriam, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
Miriam Dix is founder and CEO of 180 Management Group in Greenville, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.